to your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and talk to Sam in California. Welcome, Sam.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
All right. So good to talk to you. Yes, I have an opinion on what's going on in the Gulf. What I really wanted to talk about was a new weapon in the InfoWars, which I've created.
Ah.
So which one should I talk about?
Whatever you wish, sir.
All right. I am doing a local cable public access television show here in San Rafael, California. I'm calling it Conspiracy TV. The first episode premieres tomorrow. I've been given permission. I'm really excited about this. Please excuse me. I've been given the permission to broadcast the Panama Deception, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Absolutely. The government was dealing narcotics with Noriega on record. He threatened to blackmail Bush, and there was an overnight invasion claiming that two women had been kidnapped. Then it turned out it was totally fake. No one kidnapped them. That's the good old USA.
Oh, yeah. They went in and just killed civilians like they were in the way. And
Pop the Magic Dragon, C-130, with Gatling guns and howitzers, blowing up Panama City. Hoorah! But meanwhile, the bankers are going to financially blow up your wallet, America. You're just as expendable as those people down there in Central America.
Right, right. And the reason I'm calling is because I would like to share with other people my idea about this show. I think it's something that people could do all over the country.
Yeah, everybody can start a show and air clips of other people's documentaries and then and analyze it, talk about it, take calls, do a different issue, show a different film every week. That's what I've been doing for 16 years, almost 16 years. Is that your idea?
Yes. Yeah, well, it's a two-hour show every Saturday night at 10 p.m. on my local cable public access channel. If you don't mind, I'd like to give the station
number. No, that's fine.
And
you can put flyers out around your town, and anybody else can do this. Sure, go ahead.
Right, it's channel 26 on Comcast Cable here in Marin.
But the key is to go around to all the coffee shops and on telephone poles and put up the time and showing and when it's going to happen. I appreciate your call. Good job to hear from you, Sam. Keep it up. What they really need to see is the Obama deception, fall of the Republic, don't tread on me, and films like that. But I'm sure they'll be informed by the Panama deception. That's just kind of ancient history, but it's still important. Let's talk to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, go ahead.
Reverzy, thank you, sir. From fluoridated, illegal alien friendly, overrated, overfluoridated Austin, Texas. I've got the exaggerated oil slick. It's just the latest Monica Lewinsky level of distraction in my mind of this tyrannical meltdown of our sacred constitution. And
instead, Clinton bombed an aspirin factory in Nigeria to distract from Monica Lewinsky. The oil spill is the distraction from the war on Iran that they're lining up right now, and they don't want us kids talking about.
You're exactly right, and it's the total destruction through crises of our sacred constitution.
Let me ask you a question, Ronnie. How much weed, how much devil marijuana have you smoked today?
Oh, I try to stay medicated at all times. But
Ronnie, I appreciate your call. Well, you got the government medicating you through the water and the chemtrails. Why not? Mike in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I just called you to make you aware of something that I've seen on YouTube in Green Cove Springs, Florida, where they have thousands of UN vehicles lining up at a Air Force base there. I wanted to know if you...
Well, we are getting confirmed reports of foreign troops massing all over the U.S., and I sent my guys to a drill, and they had Polish and Czech troops and others running around trying to take on the U.S. What's the name of the video?
I have the link, and I have emailed it to you. Your contact.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold and get the specific name of the video. And we're going to do one segment with Dr. John Coleman, and because he isn't feeling well today. I'll be back with us a full hour next week, God willing. And that'll give us time in three other segments to take your phone calls and cover the news. Stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he's only with us for one segment because he's under the weather, and I'm going to nail down a full hour with him next week. Dr. John Coleman, author of Drug War Against America, What You Should Know About the United States Constitution, Bill of Rights, a separate book. Of course, he's best known for The Conspirators' Hierarchy, The Committee of 300, now in its fourth edition, Doctor of Constitutional Law, reportedly worked with, well, you know what, Doc, it's always good to have you because you've done so much. How would you describe yourself best in your bio in this short segment we've got you with us for?
How would I describe myself?
Yes.
Just a very ordinary fellow trying to get information out to the people who need it very badly.
Well, you've put out invaluable info, and we don't have a lot of time with you today because I don't want to twist your arm into a full hour with you being under the weather. But so much is happening. I wanted to get you back on about the globalist hierarchy. But in the limited time we have today, they're openly saying they want to attack Iran. They want to board their ships with a blockade, which is an act of war. Looks like that's going to the front burner. I see this oil spill as a diversion while they get their internet censorship bills passed, their carbon tax passed. What's your take on the oil spill?
I think that it's a contrived situation myself. I've not voiced that opinion before, but I believe that is the case. In other words, it's something like akin to Pearl Harbor, which was a contrived situation, you know. Roosevelt told Stimson and Knox, and he said, we somehow got to get the Japanese into the position where they will fire the first shots. I think what this is what about. It's a bunch of same kind of thing.
Absolutely. And what brought you to that conclusion? Because that's the only conclusion I have. Day one, my gut told me that, but now we know they ordered the people on the rig to dump seawater in instead of cement. For a month, the rig operator said this will explode, so they gave orders. They knew it would lead to it. Turns out Goldman Sachs really owned much of BP. Its chairman was also the chairman of BP. Goldman Sachs dumped 44% of its stock the week before. The BP CEO dumped 30-plus percent of his stock the week before. Now we learned Halliburton bought an oil cleaning company in the Gulf the week before. We know that the head funders of the carbon tax, Global Neo Surf Systems. So I mean, there's a lot of other evidence. Now they've been blocking for 50-plus days. The governors and others trying to clean up the oil themselves. And Obama says the carbon tax is the answer.
I don't think that's the answer at all. I think that what they've got to do is put 600 or 700 boats out there to clean the mess up as quickly as they can. That's what the solution is.
Absolutely. But, Doctor, in the time we have, because I'm ranting here, I mean, what brought you to the conclusion that it's a contrived, staged event?
I've seen so many of these things in the past, in history itself. Like, and to go back to, you know, to the Second World War, they got this supposedly insane Dutchman to fire some shots, and they said, oh, this was something done by one of the nations, and this cause for war. So there's so many things in history that have been similar to this, and Pearl Harbor sending the Japanese, cutting off their supplies of raw materials that are vital for their production and their continued well-being, a unilateral action by Roosevelt, not even consulting the Japanese. And then, of course, you know, when the Japanese came to see him in Washington, Marshall was out riding in Central Park and they couldn't get to anybody. Of course, I have no brief for the Japanese attacking Pearl Harbor. It's inexcusable. But nevertheless, this is the kind of thing that happens. These contrived situations are made from time to time when it suits the purpose. And we all know that the committee of 300 of the people pulling the strings, mainly, from every situation, from every angle.
That's right. And if they have to sacrifice the name of BP, formerly Anglo American Oil, they'll just change the name again. And BP has always been at the heart of pushing the global carbon tax to fund the world government. And then now notice it was a BP rig that this happened with.
I don't know if you remember that what happened in the time in Iran when they had the big blow up there and things went completely wrong. And that was called the American Oil or Aramco, and it was called a whole lot of other names. It was only after that disaster there that they changed the name to British Petroleum.
That's right. That's right.
So it is very easy to change names.
Absolutely. That's what DynCorp did after they got caught involved in sex slave trafficking. Well, Doc, in the limited time we have here, and again, we're going to nail you down for next week, so much is happening in the world. What's your concern dealing with Iran? Do you see frightening movements towards war with Iran?
I see that, in my opinion, for what it's worth, war in the Middle East is almost imminent. I see this is where it's heading. All factors point to it.
Wow, absolutely. We're on the same page on that front, unfortunately.
You see how they're driving Iran into a corner. They're doing everything they can to. And Russia has disgraced itself by reneging on their contract, which they've had since 2003, to supply the S-300 anti-aircraft missile system. It's probably the best. It's not probably, but certainly the best in the world that could shoot down aircraft from 75 miles away and not miss, because each missile has its own guided system which cannot be jammed. Once fired, it's bound to hit its target. And so they stopped supplying that to make the way easy for them to attack Iran. That's next on the cards, which I think will lead to a major conflagration in the Middle East. I think that Putin has completely disgraced himself and Russia in this move. So Lord knows what they're up to.
Russia had been claiming that they were going to not go along with an attack on Iran, but they are now, it looks like, starting to renege on that. Also, as you mentioned, Venezuela. What pressure do you think was brought to bear on Russia?
By the United States?
Yes.
Oh, a great deal. They've sent several envoys over there to talk with Medvedev, who, by the way, is not exactly the brightest of people, but Putin had to step down because of his constitution. And Medvedev, of course, does whatever Putin tells him in the background. So I think they went to put a lot of pressure on Russia, a tremendous amount of pressure on Russia, to join in the game. China's gone along very, very reluctantly, but of course, and I think that they'll find Iran a very, very hard nut to crack. They have their militia called the Pasdarans, about 1 million men, very well trained. They have their regular army, which is an enormous size. And you know, Iran itself was 10 times the size of Iraq, since we found such a terrible job on our hands trying to subdue Iraq. How on earth are we going to do the same thing to Iran? I think it's a physical impossibility. I think it's beyond the capabilities of the United States military powers as it stands now.
Well, Doctor, in closing, and we'll talk more about it next week, you write time and time again as a theme in your many books about the intentional destruction of the United States by design. We've been the empire for the Anglo-American Committee of 300. We've been the funding mechanism. But as we get towards the end and the formation of world government, clearly they want to pin all their crimes on us. Why do they want to destroy the goose that laid their golden eggs of tyranny and empire? And where do you see all of this basically winding up? What's their end game strategy?
The end game, as I said before, the end game is to usher in a new world order inside a one world government, which will be the Committee of 300. And the way to do this is, first of all, destroy the most powerful nation in the world, the United States of America, which is a temporary expedient, and they feel that they can, once this is up and running, they can revive the patient by applying all the necessary techniques. It's like a person who gets knocked temporarily unconscious, you know, give them oxygen and all kinds of stuff, and in a very short while they recover. So they've got such faith in the United States, and rightly so. It's a tremendous economic power, and its powers of recovery have been proved many, many times, even after the huge disaster of Woodrow Wilson and World War I. And I'm sure that they know as well as I do that the United States can very quickly be resuscitated once the objective has been achieved.
Amazing.
I know some of your listeners may think I'm off the wall, but the surprising thing is, and I don't like to toot my own horn, but I've made about 500 predictions in my lifetime, and almost all of them have come to pass.
You have on record, but I mean, what is their final plan then for the United States?
Final plan will be the United States will be the premium, the number one country inside their showcase country inside the New World Order, one world government. That's their plan. They can't dispense with the United States altogether. It's too important an organization from an economic point alone. So it has to remain viable. And, of course, once this organization is in place, and it's not a new thing, you know, they've been trying this since the days of King George III. He, at that time, he was lining up all the European powers to join in the scheme he had, which he also called a New World Order.
But the Republic as we know, the free market, private property system that we've known, that is to be dismantled.
Oh, yes, that'll go. That definitely will go. Yes, everything will become, like the social. You know, it's actually the clear goal is to socialize the United States. You can see it in every move that the president is making, or every step he's taking. I mean, it's towards socialism in America. America will be socialized. I don't think there's the slightest doubt. And Roosevelt strove mightily to bring that about. He didn't quite succeed, but he built a very good bridge towards socialism. And I think that Obama's continuing to build that bridge.
And, of course, that's because they want everyone dependent on the system. And so everyone's so poor, they would never have their own means to organize any type of even political resistance to the social engineers so they can have their way with us. We'll talk to you again next week. Let me say bye to you during this break and try to nail down a time later on in next week when you feel a bit better so we can do a full hour on this, because I want to talk about your book dealing with the Tavistock Institute, one of the premier organizations really fashioning the modern mind control that we're under. Your phone calls are straight ahead, and we'll talk about the riots after the Lakers game yesterday. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am in complete information overload. We do cover 50, 60 stories generally a day here on this four-hour radio broadcast, but there's a story up on InfoWars.com, and I just watched the video earlier, and I just can't believe it. Federal agents harass and intimidate congressional candidate Charles Black, and he announced he was having a congressional campaign meeting at a gun range, and the federal officers drove 3.5 hours to harass and intimidate congressional candidate Charles Black, running for U.S. House of Representatives for Arizona District 2. Agents then demand the people at the gun range unload their firearms and put them down. and basically say they can't have a political meeting with guns, and then demand that a 10-year-old girl stop videotaping them. This is exactly the type of corrupt government Mr. Black is out to shut down for the protection of the U.S. citizens. We have constitutional rights, and no man is above the law. And I saw a video last week we posted on Infowars.com. A woman went out and had a pro-Palestinian rally of peaceful Americans against what happened with the flotilla. Whether you're for that or against it, it's her right. And two FBI agents come to her door and ask her if she's basically a terrorist and if she's planning violence. And she says, well, you know, no, I'm not planning anything, but why are you here? And it's because she had that public meeting. They want you to shut up. They want you to be intimidated. And I'm watching this video. It's up on Infowars.com. It's just how crazy they are. They're so crazy. I had FBI last year, about a week before Obama deception came out, calling. And I called the number, and it was the FBI. They were calling my employees here, asking them about Alex Jones, asking about what I think of Obama, about the film. And so I had to release the film early because they were getting ready to come in here and try to shut it down. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this is secret police. And I've got a whole bunch of mainstream news articles today, CNS News, AP, you name it, where they're going, yeah, Obama can shut the internet down and he may start shutting it down and they may restrict free speech and they may restrict political statements because it's what we need now. I mean, they're just kind of coming out real calm and saying, yeah, we're going to take your freedom. Anthony in New York, then Danny Nelson, John Jim. Anthony, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. So this is Anthony Tolda. We spoke back in October after I made national news yelling at Steve Israel, the healthcare meeting.
Yes, good job.
Yeah, and Jason was kind enough to have me on his show on November 1st, too.
Yeah, I mean, back then, 14, 15 months ago, the media was still saying that you were all financed by lobbyists and that whole crowds would say, we don't want government health care, and they would say, it's a hoax. But now national polls show over 80% against it. When it passed, it was over 75%. And they just say it's all a hoax. It doesn't exist. You must be a racist, Anthony.
Oh, well you're going to get me started on what I call the... Now there's a famous YouTube video or viral YouTube video of a woman screaming in my face, calling me a racist in front of Otla Church in Harlem at day one of the Obama CIA Columbia University trial. I'm a friend of an ally of Reverend Manning, as I know you are, and there's been a pretty much a near media blackout on this whole trial.
Well, we had Reverend Manning on about it and covered the fact that he had a public trial to put this evidence out. But, that's basically the skinny. But Obama is illegitimate. He is CIA. He is an Indonesian citizen. He is a traitor. He is a mobster. He does get his home and things in the past paid for by mobsters, just like BP paid for the million-dollar condo for years of Rahm Emanuel. It's just a lawless group of thugs.
Sure. And if you want to talk about people being shut up, and even shut up about this issue, Alex, a friend of mine got her radio show shut down, the station was shut down, and the website was shut down 90 minutes before her program was going to air, and I was going to be a guest, and we were going to discuss this trial and my attendance there and the viral video and all this stuff.
Well, you know, it takes a lot of time to do something like that, even if that happened. That might have been coincidental. I mean, stations are being bought and sold and changing hands constantly. I mean, I have seen censorship. I've been censored myself many years ago, but I found the awakening is on. They're trying to intimidate us now by taking the gloves off. I think it's going to backfire. So the answer is just scream more bloody murder, Anthony.
Well, sure, Alex. That's why I called you. And, of course, we can't prove that it was shut down because of the topic, but she did tell me that in the past when she was going to be a guest on the same network, different program, she was contacted by the his truth squads, and they threatened to sue her, and then she threatened.
Oh, no, that does go on, and we've had that happen, and you've got to ignore it. And I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Anthony. Keep up the good work. We're going to break here. I'm going to come back with more calls. It's a catch-22. I can talk to each one of these callers for an hour, but they'll never get to the other calls. I have the newscast. In fact, it's in all the Republican Obama deception. We have short clips of it where they had police on the news in Missouri and other states going, look, you talk bad about Obama, we're going to come arrest you. This is how thuggish and how crazy they are. This is what they think of America. This is what they think of your rights. You got to stand up to these mobsters and say, I'm not intimidated.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
We've got 27 minutes left in live radio broadcast. I'll be back live this Sunday with the abbreviated Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. That's 5 to 7 Eastern. I want to try to hurry through Danny, Nelson, John, Jim, and Eric's calls, at least those calls, perhaps even more at 1-800-259-9231, because I then want to go through all this news that I haven't yet covered yet. Look at this article out of the San Antonio Express News, hidden in plain view. Agents find 48 immigrants locked in tractor trailer. 48 unauthorized immigrants were found locked in a tractor trailer in Laredo. Unauthorized. It's not illegal alien. It's not illegal immigrant. It's unauthorized. See, this is the political correctness, ladies and gentlemen. You try to sneak into Mexico, they will put you in a forced labor camp for at least a year and extort money out of your family on record. But nobody talks bad about that. No, it's only America, because we're a bunch of schmucks, according to the elite. We're a bunch of people who can be guilted into going along with anything. And I wanted to dovetail that with Mexican flag, and we'll play some of this in the background while I talk about it. Mexican flag-waving Lakers fans riot in L.A. This is out of the Sun, and we have the video of this. Illegal aliens just incredible photos in the LA Times. It's even more powerful than the video. They go up to people's cars and turn cars over with people in them. By the way, with Hispanics in them, if you look at the photos, but they are waving Mexican flags as they turn cars over. So it's not even an anti-white thing. It's just a crazy pro-Mexico thing with big, giant Mexican flags waving. There's photos and videos all over the web. In a minute on this video, you can see the Mexican flags, two giant ones being waved. And I mean, this is the insanity. Why don't these people go to Mexico and riot against their corrupt government? Well, because their government would machine gun them, as they do routinely. There's the Mexican flags. Why wouldn't they get upset against the tyranny in their own country? No. The Lakers win. Did they win? I wasn't even paying attention. They said it was a celebration. I guess they won. And so let's riot all over the downtown area, and let's turn cars over with people in them. Let's break out windows. Let's set fires to cabs. Let's do all of this for hours and have the police just stand down. Can you imagine if the Tea Party would have tumped over a newspaper stand or would have burnt a car or would have turned a car over? In fact, I didn't give you this, guys. I'm going to give you an LA Times article where they have a photo of the Hispanics in a car and then the car was turned over. I mean, you got a Hispanic family in a car and these crazy lunatics with Mexican flags run up and turn the car over. I mean, what? And they're all smiling and laughing like it's fun. This is mob psychology, folks. This is what happened in Nazi Germany. This is what happened in Soviet Russia with the communists. They just get all like it's fun. It's just they get all wound up because a stupid sports team won. But again, at a tribal level, all humans have this. When your team is mock gladiatorial warfare, and so it hits the same neurons, the same ganglia in the brain that when you invest in your basketball, football, baseball, or favorite golfer, when they make that score, you feel like you had a victory. You're supposed to feel good in a war because a tribe that was coming to kill all the males, take the women and children as slaves, that's what all cultures did. Africans, the Germanic tribes, they all did this. Didn't matter what area of the world. The war instinct is so you see your wife and kids again. It doesn't matter if you get your bones broken or your head clubbed in. You're happy to go out there and you're not afraid. You know, the enemy lands in their ships. It's 4,000 years ago. They're going to try to drag your women and children off. You are ready to kill some people. And you can really fight. You can go wild. And always those being attacked statistically have a higher victory rate, even when they're overwhelmed, than those who are attacking. Because the guys being attacking are from some big rich tribe who were there to get more women and money and gold for King Booga Booga, who's on a power trip back across, you know, the ocean 200 miles away on his island. Okay? And so they don't really want to go up the hill and kill these people. So all this hopping around and tumping cars over, that's meant to defend liberty, your freedom, so you don't go into bondage. And so when your team wins, you get all irrationally happy because it means you're not going to have your head clubbed in and your women aren't going to be hauled off to be slaves. That's where that comes from. See, when I get all animated and excited and angry and upset, that's because I'm ready for war, folks. I'm waging war against the New World Order. I am exposing their fraud, their hypocrisy, their dehumanization. I know they think of us as worse than scum. They see us as negatives to be removed like trash. Yeah, there they are burning cars after they turn them over. I mean, this went on. Agents, again, you can't call them illegal aliens. They'd be called unauthorized immigrants. Mexican flag-waving Lakers fans riot in L.A. L.A. struck by basketball riots. Despite heavy LAPD presence, violence breaks out after Lakers' victory. Crowds hurl bottles, other objects of police, smash marquees, jump on vehicles, break windows, and light fires along Figueroa Street. At least one person is beaten unconscious. You can bet it was 100 times worse. Bread and circus has gone awry. Mindless sports fans riot in L.A. Infowars.com, Kurt Nemo. Here's another one. Lakers celebration turns ugly as police motorists come under attack. I think this is the L.A. Times article that had the photo on the page where it shows the family, and then you'll notice it's the same white car they then set on fire. Oh, it's, and everybody's smiling. Oh, it's fun to tump this car over full of a family that went to a Lakers game. I mean, what is wrong with these people? Well, see, These guys have got what their great-great-great-great-grandfathers had, an instinct to defend themselves and to have war. But now they go and feel like their team won, so they're so jazzed up for war because they just had a simulated combat, bread and circus, that they got to go out and have a war. But see, notice the other warrior class, the police didn't do anything to them because the police know this is a protected group. You know, the big bosses want the borders open, and so this group's got to be left alone. That's why they riot all the time, because they've been given the message it's okay. Now, Paul Watson wrote an excellent article that's up on GCN Live. That's GCN, like the network, GCNLive.com. And it says, what if the Tea Partiers, waving Gadsden flags, had trashed L.A.? Story's also up on PrisonPlanet.com, but what if Tea Partiers waving Gadsden flags had trashed L.A.? Yeah, what would happen? Now, that's not the one. I don't know. There's a bunch of L.A. Times stories. It's an L.A. Times story. I linked off it off of Drudge this morning, and it shows the family in their car with everybody around it smiling, rocking it. The car's kind of on its edge. It's a white car, and then you read the article later. They turned it over and set it on fire. Oh, look, we're setting a car on fire full of people. And again, they didn't go out and find white people's car to burn. It was other Hispanics. Just mindless violence, mindless idiocy, mindless craziness. It's like black people randomly attacking whites during the L.A. riots. Remember Reginald Denny banging his face into where he had reconstructive surgery? It was like a flap of skin. At least this didn't appear to be racial. It was just waving Mexican flags. And any group can behave like this. The point is, political correctness has said it's okay for these groups to do it, so they're constantly doing it. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. I'm going to get into all this other news. Like 10 stories in the news that the BP oil spill is overshadowing. Very important article up at GCNLive.com. It's also originates from PrisonPlanet.com by Steve Watson, Paul Watson, and myself. We all worked on this story together this morning. Let's go ahead and go to Danny in Tejas in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling in regards to a Fox News report about the 10 Afghan soldiers that are missing from Lackland Air Force Base. This whole report kind of stinks to high heaven. It's all of these soldiers appear to have DOD common access cards. The report says that they have all the credentials to gain access to certain government sites, but also they have been missing for 3 months. The last one went missing 3 months ago.
Some of these attacks are real Muslim extremists, but most of them are double or triple agents who aren't defecting. Their Mahdi, their leader, has been paid by the U.S. on record. They've been caught over and over again to go out and tell their low-level idiots who really believe they're fighting for Allah to go blow something up. And that's why it's come out that Israeli, U.S., and other forces, British forces, have been caught dressed up like Muslims attacking Shiites and Sunnis in Iraq to get different sides killing each other when they want to flare up so that they can then artificially turn that off and say, look, our plan worked. And they create fake bin Laden videos. They have the Airlift of Evil in 2001, Times of London, where our government flew 6,000 to 8,000 Taliban al-Qaeda leaders out to safety. The whole thing's staged. But give us your take on it, Danny.
Well, I just thought it was kind of odd that the Fox News reports that one day after the Be On Lookout bulletins went out to every law enforcement agency in the country, but a senior law enforcement official says that there appears to be no ties to a terrorist or any other organization like that. Why would they wait 3 months to send this out the day before it's released on Fox News?
Because it's all public relations to create the illusion that there are all these Muslims that want to kill us. They think we're so dumb, they admit they put out fake al-Qaeda videos of bin Laden and then tell us that bin Laden's still alive in Iran. I mean, you know, now they say al-Qaeda works with the militias. Al-Qaeda is literally, bin Laden is like a little play doll with a turban and a beard. Well, we want to attack the militias? Say he's with them. We want to attack Iran? Say he's with them. I mean, it's literally like planting drugs on someone. It's just an excuse.
I mean, I feel like you can't believe anything that you hear. Anything put put out by the mainstream media. Nothing. It's all lies.
And that's what they want. They want it to where you just can't believe anything. And yes, on big PR issues, when you see them hyping something across the board, it is almost always a complete lie or at least a spin or distortion. Now, you know, if they report something good, though, you can bet it's true. American gun owners? You know, isn't it great they take your blood secretly for a Pentagon database at birth? Isn't it great that they're forcing flu vaccines in New York State and Massachusetts? You know, so there's different types, and you learn to recognize it. Like, isn't it great we're going to attack Iran because they've got bin Laden? You know, then you can tell. Again, I should write a book or a handbook just on what I've learned, because I've totally learned how they operate. They basically have got game plans. They've got a playbook. So they'll admit horrible things but say they're good. Or they'll say good things are bad. Or they'll flat out lie. I mean, do you see what I'm saying?
I follow you. But it's also surprising to me. Why is Fox News the only one that's reported it?
I noticed Sky Television, owned by Rupert Murdoch in England, 5 years ago was saying white al-Qaeda, white people, gun owners, conservatives secretly are being trained by bin Laden. And then I saw these talking points in neocon publications saying I had been raised in Afghanistan as a child, that I was an al-Qaeda operative. And that was directly from the CIA putting this out. Didn't matter how crazy it was. It was just meant to confuse people. And then I told you, they're going to announce white al-Qaeda, and now the last 2 years, they claim that militias and gun owners secretly are all working with al-Qaeda, because they're getting ready to sick Homeland Security on the American people and say we're all al-Qaeda. I mean, all the real training is for the American people to begin with, but they'll just say, if you're for the Second Amendment or the Tea Party, you're with al-Qaeda. And most of these conservatives will go, I'm not for al-Qaeda, I'm turning my guns in. You know, because nothing's worse than al-Qaeda. I mean, you understand the brainwashing here, Danny?
Yeah, I understand. I also wonder if Alex Jones listeners are going to be on that death list.
Well, here's the deal. They're not going to want to move with a big giant takeover death list. They'll just start shutting the web down. I mean, here's a mainstream analysis. Lieberman introduces bill targeting internet freedom. I mean, this is from Joe Lieberman's own website. I mean, it's just they're crooks. The entire White House is the most criminal group. I mean, Bush and Cheney were crooks, but they didn't openly have oil companies pay for their houses, which is completely illegal. I mean, they just do not care. They do not care. It's like Bush 2 weeks ago saying, yeah, I ordered torture, which is totally illegal. They do not care. Happening. They're moving on every front. And while we're all busy watching the oil spill, which is important, they're getting ready for World War III with Iran, and they're stealing all our freedoms. Let's talk to Nelson in New York. You're on the air.
Hey, what's good, Alex? Mr. Alex Jones. It's actually Melvin from New York.
Okay, sir. Welcome. Melvin, you said?
Yeah, what's good? We spoke like a couple months back. I just want to tell you, man, I'm agnostic, but God bless you, man. I think the force that guides the universe is guiding you, because truth stands up by itself, and it's not on a man's integrity that is based, man, and I think you got a lot of it anyway. I just want to throw quick little sparks at you, basically, from out here in New York. Thanks to you, I'm waking one or two people up. It's becoming a police state out here. It's random searches in the subway. I mean, it's not like a movie, but it's happening, and it's there. The table's there, and it says, you are subject to random searches, no Fourth Amendment. They give announcements in the subway platform, same thing. They give announcements in the train while you're riding it. And every time I go to work, there's military with large machine guns, which goes against, that's against the law, the separation between police and military. Number two, Zeitgeist. It has a bunch of truth in it, but in the end, it promotes the agenda of the United Nations, which is anti-private property. He wants to get rid of all money. You already exposed it in the interview. That's anti-private property. And the United Nations believe the same thing, that property belongs, quote-unquote, to everyone, and you don't have a right to your own property. Number three, the rise of the new right is disgusting. It's an insult to me personally as a person. I didn't grow up, but I was a worshiper of Bill Maher. you know, and basically, but I mean, Ed Schultz calling for the fairness doctrine, disgusting.
That means the government controls what you can say and what you can't say. Listen, I've seen no fewer, I haven't even counted, 10, 20, 30 articles a day about military checkpoints, regular army at checkpoints, police in Missouri and in Texas and in New York, Vermont, randomly setting up checkpoints. Here's one right here. It says, cops use check lane to solicit information about homicide. From Shawnee Police Department on Wednesday, June 16, 2010, between 9:30 and 10:30 p.m., the Shawnee Police Department will conduct a check lane at 7600 block of northbound Quiveria Road in an effort to solicit information which may be of assistance in the investigation of a homicide of Mr. G's liquor store. So look, they just randomly set up a checkpoint and then ask you questions, training you to line up, to be stopped, to answer questions. Nothing to do with crime. It's all about... Again, I sent my guys to a federal drill in Illinois, and they witnessed troops with foreign troops training to take our guns this week. We have the video. They didn't even hide it. They're training the military to take our guns. Here's another one. Mayor admits NAFTA superhighway will run through Memphis by Eyewitness News. And here's the mayor saying we'll have a superhighway from Mexico through. Meanwhile, CNN says you're a dangerous criminal if you believe it's a North American Union highway when it's publicly been built in Texas.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
I mean, think how dumb that the establishment thinks you are.
Taking names.
the contempt.
And he decides
they, for 4 years, had giant Trans-Texas Corridor highway signs up everywhere. They were seizing the existing roads with taxpayer money, building new ones and putting toll roads on it, saying it was going to fund the North American Union. We had the SPP documents. The legislature said no. Rick Perry went ahead with it. And then I've got video clips of CNN 2 years ago saying Ron Paul is insane and this doesn't exist. Now I saw them a month ago saying Rand Paul's nuts on CNN and MSNBC and Believes in the Napa Superhighway. I have the federal documents. It's on record. 84 national highways to be turned into international trade zones. The mayor of Kansas City's on record. The mayor of Memphis is on record in CBS television. You can go watch the stinking video. I mean, one of the stinking things is 4 miles from me. The big giant, what is it? What's that big toll road that's part of it? IH-30? I mean, it is just, 130. I mean, this stuff is just everywhere. And then, last year I saw the headline, Trans-Texas Corridor canceled, Lost American Statesman. And I instantly knew that within the fourth or fifth paragraph they would announce, they were simply renaming it and breaking it into sub-pieces and that none of it was canceled. Because I've seen them do this in Europe. I've seen them do this in Canada. I've seen them do this in New Jersey. I know their tactics. And the third paragraph, I read it on air, said none of the projects will be canceled individually. They're just being broken into individual names and not being called part of the NAFTA highway system. That's how dumb MSNBC and CNN thinks you are. That's what scum they think you are. That's how evil and how deceptive they are, is they get up on television and tell you this doesn't exist. It's like they're still saying there's, in that Chris Matthews special, I had gone on air and said, oh, wow, they didn't imply I'm going to kill cops. They cut me out of that part. I'm very thankful. And I was talking to my mom yesterday. Like I said, I dropped by her house to say hi to my parents. And I said, Mom, they cut the part out where they said that I was going to influence people to shoot cops. She said, no, they didn't. They had Potok from the Southern Poverty Law Center call you Alex. Like, yeah, we're watching Alex, you know, like personal. Not Alex Jones, not Mr. Jones, Alex. That's how much, you know, they feel familiar with me as they spy on us and everything else and write demonization reports. He said, Alex probably isn't going to shoot and kill anybody. I went back and watched it. But his followers certainly are. I mean, you know, that's how these people are operating, and I'm just flat out of time. And I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I got to a lot of calls. I apologize to those that are holding, but we will get to you back on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. The very important article up on PrisonPlanet.com, 10 stories in the news that BP oil spill is overshadowing, like the impending attack on Iran. And you heard the doctor earlier concurring with my analysis that is a serious, serious threat. We do have some big guests lined up next week, by the way. You'll definitely want to join us for that. In closing, I want to also thank the sponsors that have made this show possible. The online video bookstore at Infowars.com funds us. Your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships fund us. And also eFoods Direct, wonderful, high-quality, non-hybrid, non-GMO, good quality food made new every month. Not 10-year-old crud that most of these other companies are selling, and I'm just sorry to say a lot of them are selling old crud, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. Not eFoods Direct, the letter eFoodsDirect.com, just eFoodsDirect.com. Links on Infowars.com, or you can simply call toll-free 800-409-5633. You will never stand in the bread line if you have your own bread. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. And lastly, I want to thank PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They also have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower, bath, and filter. All the filters are made in the USA, so check out the banners on PrisonPlanet.com or go to PureWaterFreedom.com. We're out of time. See you back Sunday and Monday. God bless. Great job, crew. Bye, Tyranny.
10 years. A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.